Wilson, southeast of Road 66, 1.7 miles southwest of Road 455, a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements.
Name and address, please.
Matt Wilson, 14388 Fort Box Road, Delmar, Delaware.
Right. And sir, do you intend to testify at all?
That's my dad.
Okay. If he's going to talk, we might as well, you know. Name and address.
David Williams.
Address?
300 Pine Street, Delmar, Maryland.
Okay. You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Good evening, ma'am.
Hi.
Can you explain to the board your request for this variance?
Yes. I had a garage built in my backyard. Delmarva Pole Buildings built it for me. We got the permits and everything. The building is completed. It's been done since July. July, I think, August, something like that. Mm-hmm. When Sussex County came out to check all the setbacks and everything, that's when I found out that the setbacks were wrong. Nobody had ever told me that before. Delmarva Pole Buildings did not bring that to my attention before they started building or anything.
Mm-hmm.
In the process of checking all that out, I had a surveyor come back out and show me again where my property lines were. And that's where when I found out that Mr. Johnson, which is also the man I bought my property from, had put up a silt fence that was partially on my property. The lady who came out there, Donna, somebody or other, told me that I could take the fence down. I did. Him and his wife got upset that I had done that. And since then, I had to have this variance hearing because the setbacks were not right anyway. So they're going to complain about that. They said that I was a nasty neighbor, that I threw trash in their yard, and all that kind of stuff, which never happened.
Right.
He's going to say that my daughter rode her go-kart on his property, which she did do. He had told me before we even put my house there that she could do that. She did, although, ride on the other side by his chicken house where he does some business. He builds cabinets. And I don't know whether it was him or somebody he works for asked her not to. Told her that she shouldn't, is I think what she said, because she should get hurt. So I told her not to.
Well.
So basically,
we're not getting into all that. But
right.
We'll
all it is the setbacks. Or
you're out here for the setbacks.
I'm 2 feet from my back property line and 2 feet from the side. Like I said, the building is brand new. It's for Delmarva Pole Buildings. It's brand new. All the houses around me that have garages, except for my neighbors right to the side of me, their garage is built onto their house, have the same exact kind of building.
Now, who obtained the building permit for this pole building?
I did.
You did?
I did.
And then you gave it to?
Delmarva Pole Buildings.
Pole Building.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you have markers? Did it go by the markers, or how did it get off like that? How did it get off by being,
I don't know. When I called them, the lady come out there and told me that they were wrong. I called them, and she actually spoke to them, too. What they said to me was, it's not our problem. We built it where you asked us to, which, in fact, I guess they did. But they never told me, I would have assumed, my fault, I guess, that they would have known, what the setbacks were and would have come and said, hey, we need to move this just a tad. But nobody told me that. I didn't know anything was wrong until it was all said and done. It's all built, floor in. Yeah,
but you had it marked out where you wanted to shed.
Well, yeah, yes, I did. I kind of had a, this is kind of like the general area that I would like to have it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but they never, I didn't actually measure it or anything like that. I just said, yeah, kind of right here, and they never bothered to say anything. They just said, okay, this is where she said, and that's what they did.
So they didn't ask you about your setbacks or your property lines or nothing whatsoever.
No. Did not.
They just went and built it for you.
Mm-hmm. Nope. The property line thing never came up until she came out and we realized the setbacks were wrong.
Okay. Thank you.
What's on the back of your property?
I'm sorry?
What's on in the back of your property?
In
more
the back
homes
of it?
Or
I'm sorry?
Woods or more homes?
It what's behind my property is Mr. Johnson's. It's actually his property. It's a chicken house that was actually sitting where my house is, and it's still back there. It's just weeds, I guess, growing back there now.
And you're familiar with the standards for granting a variance that were with your application?
Somewhat.
Okay. So you're suggesting that this wasn't created by you because you relied on a builder.
Right.
It's a minimum to afford relief.
I mean, I would have assumed that they would have, you know, they're builders. They would have noticed that and said something.
He's questioning about the setbacks or whatever, at least.
I'm sorry, yes.
At least they were questioning, you were asked about the setbacks once you gave them the permit, but that question again never came up whatsoever.
Never.
And this is a minimum variance, for relief to you then?
You say the neighbors also have a Delmarva Pole building shed?
Well, they look just like it. I wouldn't, you know, I can't swear that they're from Delmarva Pole building, but the same, yes, the same type, yes.
Okay. Excuse me. Are there any further questions? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Webber, do you have any? Mr. Mills? You have no further questions? Okay. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, sir, you can come forward, please.
Name and address.
Ronald Johnson, 32519 Mount Pleasant Road, Laurel.
And do you swear affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Shows a plot plan.
You want to send it down to the secretary, if you would, please.
Which shows the two lots that I own behind and beside the shed and approximately where the shed sits. The pad for this was put in many, many months before any framing was done. And the Ms. Wilson's only owned the property for about a year and a half now. So all the markers were clearly visible and clearly out there when this was put in. She put the pad in. I didn't pay that much attention to it. Just a few months after she'd moved there, and then the framing didn't start for many months afterwards. My biggest opposition is just not knowing what kind of ramifications this could have for any future use I might have for either lot of mine, because it sits, you know, it affects both lots. You know, you can see there's plenty of room that this shed could be put, move forward, sideways, up, back. I mean, it's there's plenty of room there. It's nothing else in the backyard. Of course, too, the building's already up and standing, so I don't know how that would normally be handled. But there too, I have to have a 50-foot egress and ingress for my lots, for the driveway, for that. So, like I said, without knowing that much about planning and zoning, I don't know what kind of ramifications this could have later on for any use that I would have.
You and the 4 acres that is beside and behind her property?
Yes, it's broken up and it's separated into two separate lots now. But yes, that's all mine.
So you want her to move the shed over?
It's kind of hard to do after it's already said and done. I don't know how that would be handled, but I don't want to sound like a jerk, but I don't know what else do you do? Just
does that mean, is that what you want to be done, or would you got a problem with that shed being there like that, or what?
Yeah, because I don't know how it'll affect
you to move
me
it
later.
Yes, you
how do you how do you move a concrete floored shed, after it's already up? If I go to build something or you go to build something, first thing you do is check with planning and zoning and make sure you're conforming to all the laws, or then what happens? Just say, yeah, I didn't listen, so let me do it anyway.
Well, no, I asked that question, and she said she came into the county and she got her permit. I'm sure that the county gave it to her, then she took it back and gave it to the builder. Did you hear me ask her that question? How
sure,
she answered?
Sure.
So, I mean, if the office gave it to her and she took it to the builder, she wasn't a builder. So she gave it to them. And what did she do then?
I think two different people did. The pad was poured many, many months
right, but,
ahead of time in the ground.
Right.
I didn't pay that much attention to who built it, how it was going up or anything. I did, you know, if not knowing, you wouldn't know the difference between 3 feet and 3 feet, and that's what it is, like 3 feet in front and 3 feet in back.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know how you guys would normally handle something like this. I mean, of course, I'm opposed to it, but, you know, you can't just hook a truck to it and pull a concrete slab, so, you know, what do you do in that case?
You have to tear the building down and start over again.
You know, that, there too.
Mr. Johnson, do you have variances for road frontage on your property where you subdivided?
We have the preliminary from Delta. They came out there, yes.
So it hasn't been subdivided?
No, it's not subdivided. It's just split like that.
Because you yourself may require variance to subdivide, that way you understand.
Yeah.
You think you noticed that too?
So if it doesn't affect your properties, then are you not in opposition?
Exactly. I don't know, you know, how that would affect me or not. Like I say, you know, I have a big shed on there now.
I mean,
I've got a kid that'll be out of college. I'm planning on, you know, putting him a house back there eventually. I'm not planning on moving it, you know.
And it appears you have 326 feet of road frontage on that parcel, okay. Is that correct?
Right.
It's just the way you have your proposed subdivision with a 50-foot right-of-way. That gives you 50-foot road frontage, and you need 100.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You're going to need a variance for that.
It's something I'm sure your surveyor or engineer has considered.
Sure.
But it may require you have variances as well. Okay. Have no other questions?
Okay, and no further questions? Okay, thank you. Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,504 under advisement.
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,504 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. So your case also this evening has been taken under advisement. And what that means, there may be a decision made later on this evening.
Did I say so?
No, sir. The hearing's closed. The testimony is...
I do have one question for Ms. Wilson, if she could come forward, please.
Was she? Okay.
It doesn't necessarily need to be for the public record, but can you provide us with an address for Delmarva Pole Builders?
I believe it's in Camden, Delaware.
Okay. Can you call the office in the morning?
In the morning.
And provide them with an address? Thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Case number.